Welcome to Haunting Live Podcast, a place where we bring a new paranormal guest each episode to share their journey and experiences.
It was about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Welcome to the hospital night shift.
There's really strange things happening at this hospital.
When healthcare workers tend to the sick, the dying, and the dead.
They're just waiting for their chance to come and get you.
Now, the only life that needs saving is their own.
I couldn't breathe.
If I was to call out for help, no one would be able to hear me.
Haunted Hospitals, season premiere, April 5th at 10 on TNE.
My name is Krista Merrick. I'm known as Hauntingly Krista on the social media pages. And I'm a paranormal investigator, spooky content creator, paranormal investigator.
The paranormal can happen at any time, so that's why our Etsy store is always open. Get your paranormal items from cleansing to protection to attraction, all available now on our Etsy store. Search Haunting Live. Well, hello, Krista. Thank you for joining us here on Haunting Live Podcast this episode. I know you're going to talk a little bit about your experiences that you've had, both personal and on the show for Haunted Hospitals. So first of all, can you introduce yourself and give us a little bit of background about what you do?
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and talking with you today. My name is Krista Merrick. I'm known as Hauntingly Krista on the social media pages. And I'm a paranormal investigator, spooky content creator, paranormal investigator, kind of goes hand in hand with today's day and age. But I have a paranormal team and we go to different locations that are said to be haunted to run some tests and investigate its hauntings.
Very cool. We do that as well here on Haunting Live. So we know all about that kind of investigation work that you do as well. So, but first of all, let's tap into the show for Haunted Hospitals. Talk about that first. How did you get involved in the show? And tell us a little bit about the story that you got on the show for.
Yeah, for sure. So I have been linked with TNE for about a year before my appearance on Haunted Hospitals. And they reached out to me to see if I wanted to be a part of one of the episodes as a ghost. And something about me is that on top of all my spooky loving things, I also am a trained actress. That was one of my first passions in life, was to be an actress. And so of course I was like, chance to be in a TV show that's spooky related, I'm gonna do that. So there was a few different ghost options that was being tossed around, and then we landed on the spooky straight jacket ghost. So that was really fun. They put me into a real straight jacket. So I definitely was, I was not able to get around very easily on set that day. Well, when I was in the suit, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that must have been frustrating at times to be locked up in a straitjacket and not being able to move around or walk around or talk to people properly and stuff. So
yeah,
was it hard to do that on set?
Yeah, it was a little bit. Like when I was walking from place to place, from the holding room to set, I had eyes on me at all times, and like just in case I fell, because I no longer had my hands to break my fall if I did. So it was a little difficult, but that being said, I was only in the straitjacket itself for like a very minimal time compared to the rest of the day. So I didn't have to deal with it too long. But I will say actually being in that straitjacket, I tried not to think about the fact that it was on me, because then it was like the anxiety starts to hit and you're like, wow, I'm actually at the will of everyone else right now.
Well, thankfully it was only for a short time and not all day in dress there. So that's good.
Exactly.
Do you have an experience that you talked about that happened to you? Or
I have had quite a number of paranormal experiences. And in fact, I did do an investigation at an old psych hospital. So I have the experience of spirit in hospitals, just not the one that we filmed at.
That's cool. So you have some background in haunted hospitals area, at least.
It was very spooky.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about that then. I don't know if you can name what location you investigated, but tell us a little bit about the hospital investigation that you had personally.
Yeah, for sure. So actually, it's ironic enough. So my paranormal team, we go by Walking Among Us, and we filmed this back in, I think it was October or November, but we put it aside because we were going to release it at the end of our inaugural season, which is today. So we're releasing that episode to YouTube today at 8 p.m. And it is the old St. Thomas Psych Hospital. So in St. Thomas, Ontario. And we went in there. And one of the biggest things that I noticed in this particular hospital was the amount of voices. Like, I've been to a lot of different haunted locations before, but the amount of actual disembodied voices and like things that I was hearing in the distance that we actually did catch on camera as well was wild. I've never experienced anything quite like that before.
That is very cool. That's one of the things I like to do as well. I have a very good ear for the paranormal, so I hear spirits a lot, clairaudient. So like when we investigate, that's what I watch out for as well, is like spirits trying to talk to you and disembodied voices and stuff like that. But yeah. I can imagine in a hospital setting that would be extra creepy.
Yeah, and it's like there's so many hallways and there's kilometers of tunnels underneath this hospital. And we covered like a fraction of everything that this hospital had to offer. And when there were noises happening, they were like echoing through the hallway. So it was hard to make out what they were saying. But we're like, there's definitely voices. There's definitely things happening right now.
Could you tell they were coming from within the hospital for sure? Like, were you sure they were disembodied voices or...
100% it's that hospital. It's an old psych hospital, so it's closed down. There's no other people there except for obviously us, and we were all accounted for. And then it's completely shut down. Sometimes people do break in. We didn't run into any trespassers, so I don't think that it was. There was one point that we heard what sounded like a dog in the hospital. So don't know if that was a dog, a spirit of a dog, or maybe a guard dog. But as far as we were told, because we had one of the employees there with us, he said that there was supposed to be no dogs on site. So that was interesting.
Interesting. Sounds unusual too, to hear an animal. Was it just barking or did it make the dog sounds? Okay.
Barking. And it was very distinctly inside the building because it was echoing off the walls, as opposed to like, if you were to hear like a dog barking outside, it would kind of be muffled from like the brick and stuff. So that was interesting.
So what else have you been investigating then? And locations, do you just investigate all through Ontario or other locations as well? Or
we've mostly done Ontario, but we just started dipping our toes into American locations. We did our first one back at the beginning of March to the Bel Air House, which is one of the most haunted in the United States. It's in Ohio. And then we're also dipping our toes a little bit into Quebec in the fall time. So that will be neat as well. Yeah.
I actually get to do a little traveling and investigating at the same time. So that's really cool.
It's like seeing all the spooky places.
Yes. What's been one of the most spookiest that you've done so far with your team then?
It always changes. I feel every single time I go to a new haunted location, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the craziest because it's so new and fresh. But I think we recently did an investigation, which is coming up on our channel soon, at the historic SDG jail in Cornwall, Ontario. And it's closed down as a jail, but it's still up and running as like a museum, and you can go and buy time to go in there as well. And we did an investigation for 8 hours in there, and it was one of the spookiest. Lots of things touching you that you can't see, which is something I am iffy on. I'm still trying to figure out if I like that.
Yeah, it's a little weird when they start touching you and you can feel the presence of more than just sensing them, you know, it starts getting physical. And
yeah,
I've only had that happen to me really once while I was investigating, and it was at a jail as well. And we are actually investigating the Coburg jail.
Okay.
And we are in this upstairs sort of back alley where the servants' quarters used to be.
Neat.
You could get in behind the walls and then behind the piping and stuff, the little crawlway. And we're coming back out of there, and there's these pipes that you have to kind of step over. I knew I was clear of them, but it felt like something grabbed my ankle just as I was stepping over the pipes.
Okay.
So it's like passing out of that room. So that was my only one time I was really kind of touched and grabbed. So
neat.
Definitely a different sensation than your normal sensing energies and stuff. So
yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen as often as, you know, the hearing of things or my biggest thing when I go into paranormal or when I experience paranormal experiences or go into haunted locations is feeling. I get lots of feelings from places and vibes. And that's kind of how I generally sense if it's like a bad area or a good area, or sometimes I can sense the energy as well if it's like a more male or more feminine energy. And that's kind of how I write it. But then the next thing below that is audio. I rarely see things, though. If anything, it's my peripheral.
The paranormal can happen at any time, so that's why our Etsy store is always open. Get your paranormal items from cleansing to protection to attraction, all available now on our Etsy store. Search Haunting Live.
Yeah, I find that as well. Seeing is very rare. And you use your senses more, like your sensibility or...
Sometimes smell too, which is interesting.
Yeah, I get that sometimes, but not too much. It's more hearing for me, so...
For sure.
Do you practice that a lot? Do you practice your sensibilities when you're on investigations? Like, do you try to use them more than the tools?
Well, kind of, it's a mix of both. We have all of our tools, and a lot of them are things like REM pods or cat balls, where you set them up and you just kind of let it do its thing. Because sometimes you'll get, what is it called, intelligent responses. You'll ask, you know, can you go near this REM pod, turn it on? Sometimes that happens, but I feel like for the most part, spirits will just play with that kind of equipment when they feel like it. It's kind of a mix of set up your equipment, see what happens with it, make spirit know that it's there and what it does and how to use it. And then from there, tune into my own senses and start listening for things, start trying to smell things, keep my eyes out, see what, you know, if there's like a shadow in a corner, check that off as that's not anything paranormal. But if something moves over there and it wasn't before, that could be paranormal. Just kind of like opening up your surroundings, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, just getting used to the surroundings, both energy-wise and layout-wise, just to make sure you're balanced everywhere. So, yeah. So I'm going to step back a little bit now. I'd like to just ask you sort of how did you get into personally doing investigations when you were younger, or did this happen later on in life to you? Like, did something happen that you wanted to get into the investigation field, or?
Yeah, so I have always known about the paranormal, even before I knew what ghosts were. It was always kind of something that I see something that not everyone else around me is seeing. I hear things. And I grew up in a haunted house as well. Again, mostly hearing things in that house, because it was moved into that house when I was about 7 years old. So didn't quite see things at that point anymore, but or as frequently. But the hearing of things and the feeling of things in that house, it was creepy. And so that's kind of when I knew that the paranormal was there. And as I grew up and it was constantly around me, I just kind of immersed myself more into the paranormal space. And it was around the start of the pandemic was when I actually started investigating and seeking out different haunted locations to go to.
Do you find that sometimes when you investigate, have you ever had any attachments or anything like that follow you home or?
Yes. There was one more like darker kind of entity that seemed to come home with me, and then it would bounce like whenever, because we're in a team of three walking among us, it would bounce between myself and one of my partners on the team, and it would just like take turns negatively affecting us. There's a third person on the team as well. But we think that, so she has aphantasia, which is where you can't see things in your mind's eye. So if like I told you to close your eyes and picture an apple, she couldn't do that.
Okay.
But like for myself, if I close my eyes and I was picturing an apple, I could see it clear as day. So we think that because she can't do that, that maybe that's what's affecting like spirit from coming in to affect her. Either way, we've had that spirit come and then bounce between us. We recently got him cleared because he was not fun to have. There's one spirit, I think it's one. I'm not sure where they came from. I think it's a man. And because my apartment that I live in currently it was not haunted when we moved in here. And at one point, something just started happening. I've seen him in my apartment. He's like a little shadow figure, how he appears most of the time. He'll either watch me while I sleep, which is weird. I'll appear in the doorway. He'll watch while I sleep. And one time I saw him walk into the kitchen, but he's all I can make out from him is like a dark figure. Though he doesn't give me bad vibes, if that makes any sense. He's just kind of like overseeing. My dog doesn't like him though. He barks all the time at nothing, quote unquote.
Yeah, we have a cat too, and he jumps around sometimes like somebody's trying to play with him or something. So but we think that could just be our former cat. So
could be.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today on Haunting Live. I appreciate you coming on and telling us a little bit about your experiences and what you do for investigations. It's really interesting. So, do you want to sort of promote your channel a little bit and tell us a little bit about Anything you have upcoming or how people can get a hold of you or
For sure. So I'm Hauntingly Krista on Instagram and TikTok are my most active platforms. I post our paranormal investigations on the Walking Among Us official YouTube channel. And again, our St. Thomas Psych Hospital is coming out tonight, so that will be up and ready for anyone to go watch whenever. And then on top of that, my episode with Haunted Hospitals on TNE is premiering on May 17th. So make sure to check that out. Me as a straitjacket ghost. It's pretty creepy if I do say so myself. And what else do I have coming up? Oh my gosh, I don't even know. That's what I have for you right now.
lots of stuff to check out anyway. So looking forward to seeing you locked up in the straitjacket on TV. So
Thank you. I'm excited for it too.
well, thanks
Oddly
for joining us. Yeah, thanks
enough.
for joining us, and we'll have you back on hopefully soon. So
Yeah, thank you so much.
spring is a time of rebirth and renewal and budding terror.
Oh my God!
Spring Shivers is back.
Whoa! Oh God, something's moving in there!
And we're celebrating the season of renewal with a week of fan favorite marathons and season premieres. Let your fear blossom during Spring Shivers. Starts April 1st, only on TNE.
The paranormal can happen at any time, so that's why our Etsy store is always open. Get your paranormal items from cleansing to protection to attraction, all available now on our Etsy store. Search Haunting Live.